Blog Talk Radio.
From coast to coast and around the globe, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle, executive producer of Psychic Talk and president of the Tarot Guild, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628. Remember to press the number 1 if you want to be live on air with us, or you can just listen to the show. Don't press 1. And you can just listen to the show. Otherwise, if you want to be live on air with us, 714-816-4628. Press the number 1. And let me bring on my fabulous co-hosts for the Friday show here on Psychic Talk. First up, she is a Pillai Center facilitator and coach, helping people to use ancient Vedic meditations and techniques for spiritual advancement. She's also a certified life coach and a producer for Psychic Talk Radio. Here she is, coming to us from Berkeley, California, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. Hey, Rose.
Hey, Dax. Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing? It's a wonderful Friday today.
Yes, it is.
I'm always
is.
Happy when it's the end of the week.
Yes, me too. I like the Friday and the Saturday shows. It's more laid back, and I was still under the weather last Friday, so I couldn't be on with you guys, but you guys did a great job.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I love working with Stephanie. Yeah. She's cool.
Yes, prosperity consciousness. And in fact, let's bring her on, our other fabulous host of the Friday show, the fabulous tarot reader and psychic medium, none other than Stephanie Mayo. Stephanie. Hi, Steph.
Hello, everybody. Happy weekend. Hope everybody's doing fantastic.
Awesome. Great to be on the air with you again.
Oh, yes, always. Glad that you're back. We've missed you.
Oh, yes. I've had this lingering cold. You know, not really bad, just, you know, the post-nasal drip and everything, all the nasty stuff, you know. 3 weeks going, it's been good. I'm glad I'm feeling better now. Woo! So we got a great show for you today. Of course, it's always open lines on Fridays. We're going to do mini readings. Stephanie's going to wow you with her readings in a little bit here. But we also have a topic today. Actually, we were going to do these topics on the Wednesday show, but Rose is going to be teaching a course at UC Berkeley on Wednesday. So she's moved over to Fridays with Stephanie and me. And we had these topics planned. We decided to, well, let's just do them on the Friday show. So the first one, which unfortunately I was under the weather, as I said, couldn't be with you guys, but you did a great job, both of you, with the prosperity consciousness, you know, just in time for the new year. And, you know, we're doing a lot of these kind of shows. Actually, just yesterday it was New Year resolutions on the Soul Sisters show. And we did a New Year's readings and personal year numbers show last Saturday. And, you know, we're trying to fill up the show calendar with, you know, great advice and information to, you know, help everybody here in the beginning of the year as we set our intentions, work on our New Year's resolutions. And Rose and I thought that a good topic to cover briefly would be the four steps to manifestation, law of attraction, give some law of attraction tips and, you know, help everybody with this as they're trying to manifest things here in the beginning of 2014. I got to tell you, talk about fascinating synchronicity. So, you know, I always do the numerology and the tarot card of the day for the shows that, you know, I'm going to be on as one of the co-hosts, ladies.
Okay.
And, So I checked the numerology of the day. The whole date reduces to 22, which is the master builder number. And that further reduces to 4, which is structure. And the day is the 18th. So 1 plus 8 is 9, which is the end of a cycle. It's the endings. It's a great day to, you know, clear out the clutter, literally and figuratively clean out your closets and your garage. You know, this is a good day. And, you know, here we are in the beginning of the year, you know, let go of things, and then that'll open up space so that you can build new things. And this is a great day for that too, being a 22-4 date. But I always, you know, I pulled the card of the day, and lo and behold, I get the Magician card, and I about fell off my chair. With the, talk about a synchronicity, because the way I'm going to talk about the 4 steps of manifestation is I'm going to use a visual. I call it the cross of manifestation using tarot cards, and it's the 4 aces from the minor arcana, and you know, the first card of each suit and the first card of the major arcana, the Magician. And lo and behold, I pulled the Magician card. It's like the universe winking, nodding, I don't know, slapping us in the face with a wet mackerel. You know, it's like, yes, you're on the right track. This is the thing to
do.
Your
cards were talking to you this morning. They were telling you everything was aligned in the correct way.
There you go.
So it's so cool. I love when, you know, synchronicities like that happen. So if you all want to follow along, if you're in the chat room, which, by the way, I should mention, the chat room's on our live page, psychictalk.net/live. There's a player to listen to the show when our shows are live. And if you're listening right now, scroll down below, if you're listening live, that is, scroll. You might be listening in archive, but if you're listening live, scroll down below the player. You'll find our chat room. You can join us in the chat room, and Anne's in there, and Dr. Rose and myself. And I put the link to the Cross of Manifestation. And the URL, I made it really easy. You can just open a new tab in your browser, type in psychictalk.net/LOA cross. LOA for Law of Attraction. So it's psychictalk.net/LOA cross. You can bring up the cross and kind of follow along with us as we, you know, take a little look at this. I got to bring it up myself here. And let me tell you briefly how I discovered this. It's, you know, many decades ago when I was first starting out learning tarot. And I know, of course, Stephanie does tarot, and I know, Rose, you've dabbled in tarot too, right?
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes. Did you hear me?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Might have been something on my end. But, you know, as an exercise, I don't know if you've ever done this, but, you know, I got my first tarot deck, and I got on the floor, I laid all 78 cards out. And I put them in rows. I put them in. I had the major arcana. I had the swords card, starting with the ace, going all the way to the king in the court suit. And then I had the ace of cups through all the ace all the cups, you know. And I had all the wands, starting with the ace and going all the way through. And then I had all of the pentacles, or sometimes they're called coins or discs. And I had that, you know, from the Ace of Pentacles all the way across. And I'm looking at it, getting a visual of the whole thing, and I'm staring at it. And it dawns on me. I'm looking down the row of the first cards, and I'm seeing the Magician and the four aces. And it dawns on me. I'm looking at it, and I'm going, wait a minute. These are the steps to the Law of Attraction. And this is way back when the Law of Attraction was getting, you know, big, and people were, right, you know, learning about the Law of Attraction, you know, a few decades ago. And I'm like, this is the steps, you know. And then it came to me to arrange those 5 cards in a mini cross, like the part of the what am I thinking of? The tarot spread. the Celtic cross, and then and you have the mini cross part of it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, this makes sense. You know, you put the magician card in the center, and then you have the aces around it. And I came up with this design, and it's really great. You can lay these cards out. You can use it as a mandala. You can use it as a focusing tool. And you can also use it to contemplate the steps and kind of walk yourself through the steps. You can also use it as a spread, which I'm going to describe that in just a minute. Let's go through the steps, though. So as you're looking at the cross, at the very top, you got the Ace of Swords. Now, Swords is the element of air. It's thoughts and ideas. So that's step one. You have to mm-hmm. have the goal in mind. You have to know what you're going to manifest. And actually, you know, this is probably one of the first stumbling blocks along this path of manifestation following these four steps is people don't have a clear-cut goal. It's like they get in their car and they're setting up their GPS, but they don't put in the entire address, you know, or they don't have it quite right, or they don't have the address at all. You know, you have to have a clear goal, right? What you're going to manifest. So that's step number one. And included with this is being able to visualize that goal. And that's why you need it to be crystal clear. Otherwise, how do you visualize it, right? And I know some people out in the audience are probably thinking, oh, I don't know how to visualize. Really, you don't have to think about it, because if you concentrate on anything, you're going to get a picture in your mind, even if you don't actually see it, because our mind thinks in pictures, thinks in images. That's why the tarot works so great, because it's images and symbols. And that's how our subconscious thinks. Our brain in general thinks that way. You know, if I say, think of your mom, what happens? A picture of your mom pops in your head. You know, and likewise, I can do the old trick of don't think of a pink elephant. Whatever you do, do not think of a pink elephant. Now, the funny thing about the way the subconscious works is it doesn't process negatives. So, you know, in order to not think of something, you have to first think of it to not think of it. So if I say don't think of a pink elephant, most people will get a picture of a pink elephant in their head.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, for this step, even if you don't think you're good at visualizing, you can think of what it is you want to manifest, and you will get an image, even if it's not crystal clear to you. The other thing I want to mention is that when I'm talking about this kind of visualization, it's not just an image. It's a five-sensory immersive experience. In order for this to work, you got to bring all five senses in. So you need to not just see it, but what does it sound like? What are the sounds? What does it feel like? What does it taste like? Even what is, you know, what does it smell like? What does it taste like even? There's like in the movie The Secret, and, you know, the guy sits in the Maserati and he's feeling the steering column, you know, and hearing the door of the car close, you know. So you're trying to manifest a car here, you know. You know, what's the sound of the engine starting up, the door closing? What's it feel, you know, wrapping your hands around the steering wheel and putting your hand on the shifter and your feet on the pedals? And, you know, what is imagine the new car smell, you know, what does it look like? You know, it's a five-sensory immersive visualization. And then all these steps actually kind of blend into each other. For instance, in order to really get that strong visualization with the five senses, it requires a certain amount of emotion. And the next step, step two, is the Ace of Cups. Cups is the element of water, and that's emotion. Emotion fuels the law of attraction. So you have to have the emotion behind this, and you also have to, as you immerse yourself, feel what is it going to feel like when I have accomplished my goal, when I have manifested what I am attempting to manifest. What does that feel like? And that kind of blends into the five sensory immersive visualization. They kind of go hand in hand. And that's something about these four steps. You have to have all four steps. You can't have one or two or even three. If any one of these is missing, that's where your problem is and why it's not going to manifest. That's why this is so powerful, this cross of manifestation, because you can take a look at what you're trying to manifest, look at the steps, you can see what you're missing, and you can work on that step or two that you know you're not quite there yet. That's what's really powerful about this. And then kind of blending in with emotion, the Ace of Cups, which is the fuel of the Law of Attraction, is the next step, the third step, which is the Ace of Wands. Wands is the suit of fire. Fire is that element of passion. It's passion. And passion can also, you know, seem like a feeling. And that's why it kind of blends over with the step two, the emotion. And it's not just the emotion and the visualization or the goal itself, you know, having that set, but it's the passion behind it. You've got to have the passion. Like, for instance, if I say, you know, it'd be nice to get married sometime, Rose. You know, there's no passion at all behind that. You know, that's when things are not being set as an intention or a goal or something to be manifested. It's a wish, you know, and you need to have the passion. It's the reason. The reason for the season. No, just kidding. We just came out of that. It's the reason. It's the passion behind it. You have to have that. Now, what I want you to do is, you guys are looking at the cross of manifestation here in this image. Imagine a line going horizontally straight across the page, right below the Ace of Cups, the Magician card, and the Ace of Wands. So it's going straight across, and then the Ace of Pentacles is below that. The reason why I want you to think of that is the three steps we just talked about above the line are all happening inside, okay? It's all happening in our consciousness. It's happening in our spirit and also happening in our bodies, you know, because when you're doing the five sensory visualization and the emotion step – and the passion step correctly, you're going to feel it. But all of this is all happening inside of us, whereas the fourth and final step below that line is taking action in the physical universe. You can do the top three steps all you want. Manifestation won't happen without that fourth step. And it's perfectly described by the Ace of Pentacles in the traditional Rider-Waite-Smith deck, or as I like to call it, Waite-Smith. Rider Company hasn't existed for 100 years, people. If you look closely at the image, we're in a garden, and it's hard to see unless you have the large version of this card, but the garden is encircled by a hedge fence with that opening you see, like a trellis, like you can walk through that. And then outside of that is a path leading up to a summit and up to the top of the summit, which is our goal. And the path is getting there. In order to get to the goal, you have to what? You have to step out of the garden. The garden represents, and the garden is wonderful and lush and perfect. It represents our comfort zone. All progress and manifestation and the accomplishing of goals requires stepping out of your comfort zone. Otherwise, you'd already have it. And right. It's perfectly illustrated with this card, you know. And when I looked at all of this, when I first discovered this, and especially when I got to this step, it dawned on me, you know, it's like, look, the first card of each suit in the tarot deck itself, it's not about predicting the future. It's about creating the future on your own. So although the deck can be used for divinatory purposes, which is how most of us look at it, there's a deeper thing going on with the tarot. You can use it to manifest what your goals are. And this cross will help you get there. And lastly, I'll finish up, wrap this up now, and then we can go to phone calls. But I want to get your guys' comments first. But you can use this as a spread too. One way to do it is you can lay these cards out like this, or just remember, you know, where the placements are, and pick a significator. So you're going to look through the deck face up and pick cards out. Okay, so you're going to look for a significator that represents what you're trying to manifest, and put that on top of the magician card in the center. Or if you prefer, if you have an image or a picture, something that you know visually represents what you're trying to manifest, put that where the magician is in the center. And then you're going to turn the deck over and you're going to shuffle like you normally would, randomize the deck, shuffle, 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 cut, 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 shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. And then what you're going to do is, you know, take cards randomly off the top, or if you're the kind of person that likes to spread the cards out and pull them randomly, and then you're going to put one card on top of each of the four aces. And when you turn those over, those cards are going to give you clues of how to do those individual steps in this process of manifestation. And sometimes I actually pick two or three cards for each step. So I'll have three cards for the Ace of Wands, and three cards for the Ace of Swords, and three cards for the Ace of Cups, and three cards for the Ace of Pentacles. And they'll give me the steps. They'll show me what I'm lacking. They'll show me what I need to know. So that's how you can use it as a spread. What do you all think, Rose and Stephanie? Thoughts, ideas?
Well, I think that what you're saying actually makes a lot of sense, and I never kind of thought about it in some of the certain ways that you were bringing up by using the cards as laws of attraction. So I actually learned something new today. It was quite enlightening.
Oh, gosh. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
Dr. Rose.
Very enlightening, Dax. You got me stunned.
And Rose, you know, usually – you know, you are the, how do we put it? Usually we say, you're the, my mind's blanking here, not the mandalic queen, but the,
mantra,
the mantra queen. Yeah. And I bet you got a mantra for manifestation, don't you?
Well, you know, actually there are a lot of mantras for manifesting. So it really depends upon what you want, because each mantra deals with a certain kind of frequency or energy. And, you know, it's interesting because what you're talking about in terms of the law of attraction and making it feel real and things of that nature. I know, at least I've run into people. I haven't really tried it myself, but, excuse me, I've run into people who have had a lot of difficulty with that. You know, sometimes people have a lot of negativity going on in their minds, and it becomes really difficult. Like, how do you break through, you know, that kind of thing? And I have always found that when you do things either late at night, let's say before bed or early in the morning, perhaps before the sunrise, it's one of the best times to really, you know, do the process that you're talking about, Dax, because your conscious mind is not fully awake, and so it won't counteract that. Because one of the things that we say in the Vedic practices is that, you know, if you have a doubt or whatnot or fear or something with what you're trying to manifest, it will cancel it out. So it doesn't matter how many times you may, even if you don't chant a mantra, you know, not chant a mantra, but do your affirmations or whatnot. It can really negate that because your mind is like, that's not going to happen. You'll never get that car. You'll never have that luxury home and blah, 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 right? That's what the mind does. So I find that doing these things late at night or early, I would say, you know, before sunrise is one of the best times, or right when you wake up is one of the best times, because your mind is not as active and it won't negate it at that time. I don't know if that is helpful.
I think it's helpful. It makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah. So,
but I like the making it real, yeah. though. You know, like you said, driving the car. And you do have to know where you're going. It's like for those of you who do Uber or Lyft, they can't go anywhere if you don't have an address. You know, you can't just say go to the airport. They're like, no, we have to log it in and everything. You know, I like.
Absolutely. Oh, and one other thing with that, and after this, we're going to go to phone calls. So this is the time to get into the caller queue. There's a bunch of people in the queue, but not everybody has raised their hand that they want to be live on air. So if you're in the queue right now, remember to press 1 on your dial pad so we know that you want to speak with us live on air. You might have a question. You might want to get a mini reading. You might want to talk about the Cross of Manifestation, the steps to the Law of Attraction, and you have questions about that. Everything is fair game. It's open lines on Fridays and Saturdays. So give us a ring, 714-816-4628 if you're not dialed in yet. 714-816-4628. There's a lot of room on the caller queue right now. And press the number 1 on your dial pad. But lastly about this, I want to say, what you were saying about, Rose, about, you know, making it real and how I said about the step 2, the Ace of Cups, having, you know, the emotion behind it and the feeling of, you know, what is it going to feel like when you have it now? And so you're bringing it from a future tense into the now. And a lot of people have trouble with that, you know, because they'll have like this little voice in the back of their head and you're imagining, you know, I have the house on the beach. And this little voice is like, no, you don't. No, you don't. But the thing is, it doesn't matter, folks. That's your ego consciousness chiming in. And your subconscious mind does not know the difference. Remember earlier we talked about the subconscious mind doesn't process negatives. It also doesn't know the difference between what is real and what is imagined. So if you repeat the 5 sensory emotional immersive visualization, bring in the emotion and the passion every day, and then take action on it. Step 4. If you do that every day and you do it long enough, it takes 21 days to form new neural pathways in the brain. It won't even take that long, really. But if you do it for that long, it will go into the subconscious. The subconscious will see the visualization as existing now. And you will be able to bring that in. Okay. So off to the phone lines. Are we already here? I'm all set here.
I'm ready. I am looking for it. I hope everybody gets their questions ready.
Get it all ready, ready to go here. Before I jump on the very first call, real quick, I'm going to pop into the chat room for everybody in there live right now. Our pages, the host pages on Psychic Talk. Of course, psychictalk.net, you can find us all on the front page, all 16 hosts. You can hover your cursor over our images. You'll get a drop-down menu with a little blurb about us, but there's a link in there. Click the link, and that'll take you to the page for that host. And you can read all about us. You can contact us. There's contact information. You can book private sessions with us where we can go, you know, much deeper than we can in a short phone call here on air. And maybe you have some private things that you don't want to discuss in front of millions of people. So my page is psychictalk.net/Dax. And Rose's is psychictalk.net/Dr. Rose. It's /Dr. Rose. And then Stephanie is psychictalk.net/Stephanie. 1N, Stephanie.
Yeah.
And that's our page. That's our pages. You know, go over and check out our pages. Feel free to contact us between shows. You know, if there was a question you wanted to ask and you didn't get on air or have an opportunity to ask in the chat room, you know, we're around, you know, and there's always our Facebook group. If you haven't joined yet, go over to psychictalk.net/Facebook. Let's see, who's been waiting the longest here? It looks like area code 519. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Michelle. I'm calling in from Canada.
Awesome. Way up
Hi,
there
Michelle.
In that foreign land.
I hear you guys got some brutally cold weather up there.
Well, Canada's pretty big. It's not cold all over. Actually, where I'm at,
yeah.
I'm right across from Detroit, Michigan. And it's not that bad.
All right, I was hearing that some parts of Canada was getting a negative 40 degrees wind chill. It was brutal.
Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't believe it.
Good God.
Oh, that's nothing.
Well, glad for you. Well, how
I'm
can
still
I
warm in my heart. I have a question about the law of attraction. And you guys were just talking about how basically fear negates. It kind of does the opposite. So when you start fearing stuff, how do you get out of the fear state?
You know, there's a lot of different ways to approach it. One of the approaches from the standpoint of energy healing, like Reiki and emotional freedom technique, also hypnotherapy and neurolinguistics, is especially in hypnosis, you can do age regression back to where did that fear start. And a lot of times just realizing that, experiencing that in a safe place on your timeline above yourself, you're able to totally negate the fear that way. You know, so a lot of these techniques like emotional freedom technique and using NLP techniques, a lot of it is around the concept of rooting out these fears, going into the past and eliminating them. And that does work, but it takes time and effort, and you can do it on your own, self-hypnosis, but it's much better to have a practitioner, a hypnotherapist, someone that does neurolinguistics, NLP, an EFT practitioner, or preferably somebody that does all of them. You know, there are hypnotherapists out there that do NLP and EFT. But there's another way to do it, and that is to not try to go back in time, rehash all these issues, find the root causes, find the fears and all that kind of thing, because, you know, reinforce it. The better way is to overshadow it with the positive. And you do that with what we were just talking about. Use the cross of manifestation or some other way, a vision board, you know, to really do that five sensory visualization. Get a clear goal first, what you're trying to manifest, and really try to feel, see, touch, hear. What is that going to be like? And do it as a practice. Do it as a practice where you do it daily, 5 or 10 minutes. Doesn't have to be long. You know, in the morning or at night before you go to bed, or both. You know, and a lot of the fears get crushed by you just bringing up that emotion, doing the visualization with the five senses, and just sitting in that space for 5 or 10 minutes. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
You know,
I'd
like to input something. With me, I have a tip for you that I do to kind of visualize and manifest. And I like to write down my goal, you know, or what I'm trying to visualize. And I like to keep it in my bathroom. And I look at it every day, every time I go in there, it reminds me of, you know, my mindset. And every time I think of something negative, like, you know, like something negative pops in, well, maybe, you know, I kind of try to catch it. And then I think of 3 positive things. And by the time I get to the 3rd thing, I kind of have already overshadowed that negative thought, and it's out of my mind, and I've cleared it. And that's a good technique to try.
Oh, I am going to
go backwards. Yeah.
That is awesome. That is just awesome. I love that.
Well, do you have a question
I
can help you with today, Michelle, or was that really it?
Oh, like question about what?
Anything.
Yeah, actually, I have a question. I got tons of questions. Okay. Right now, I am separated from my husband. I'm wondering, probably have a couple questions. If this is, if we're going to reconcile or get divorced, or I just want to be in a loving, committed relationship, and that's finding it difficult.
All right. Well, I'm just looking at your husband and you right now and see what's going to happen with that. I do get a delay on divorce right away. Okay. I get everybody kind of delaying it. And both of you are both in a very kind of negative state here, because I feel that, you know, each one of you is going through your own way, you know, of kind of depression and dealing with this situation. I get both of you kind of are extremely traditional, but right now I feel like his ideas are not of that traditional sense of like working on the marriage at the moment. You guys are in a real bitter spot. But the good thing is I do see a delay. I don't see you making the move or him making the move yet, and I don't suggest you do it if you don't want this to happen right now. I'm not really getting recovery at the moment, but what I'm getting is you and him coming to like, peace again, not conflicting. You know, you guys reaching an understanding of communication, and that's what I get kind of coming up next that right now I get a total negative on. So... you guys have to, I like to believe that you have to play a part in something if you want it to happen. And if you do want recovery, the best way to do is to start getting along again and release all the bad things that have been holding you back and trying to get him on the same page. And sometimes it takes you leading a couple of times to kind of turn that energy around, like the laws of attraction that we were speaking of earlier. Someone's got to be the bigger picture. And I like to think the one that gets the counsel is the one that has a little bit more responsibility in taking the lead and turning things around sometimes. I get that he's open to a better approach, and that's kind of why I'm leading it this way. He's open. It's a challenging situation, but if you approach him the right way and you appeal and you get on the right foot, this is something that could possibly turn around.
Okay. And
The
law of attraction, like I just actually just want to be happy. These sound like kind of vague, like just happy and peaceful and content. Can you manifest that?
You can't. You have to manifest it by doing an action with it. You can't just wish it. You actually have to try, you know. And that does take hard work. It's hard to turn things around. It's hard to get that positive energy when you're feeling negative and your mindset's not in a good place, or you've been shot down, or it's not being receptive. But it takes more than one time trying to do it as well. Just like turning things around, you know, it does take more than one time. That's why I said it's a challenging situation, because you got to keep your mind on that mind frame.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, you know, like predict that. Okay, I know he's not going to be very receptive at first. He might even think I'm crazy, you know, because I'm doing a 360. But once you follow that lead a couple of times, the person gets into their head, well, that they start taking you seriously. And it's not a joke. And then how
I kind of
want to.
I just kind of want to do it just for myself. Even if this relationship wouldn't work out, I just kind of feel stuck in this negative spot. And I just...
Stephanie, can I chime in with something?
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
So, Michelle, you know, and this is for everybody listening, putting on my hypnotherapist / NLP practitioner hat here for a second. And here's something you can do. Here's a process. And what you do is sit in your chair. You got your feet flat on the ground. You're going to put your whatever your non-dominant hand is, make a fist, and you're going to put it right on one of your thighs there. Okay, and then you're going to take the dominant hand and your pointer finger, you're going to hover it over top, not touching, but right over top of your first knuckle. What you do then is you close your eyes, and what I want you to do is I want you to imagine a time when you were happy. No matter how unhappy anybody is at this point in time, there are times, even if you have to go all the way back to childhood, it doesn't matter what the instance is. bring up a time when you were really happy and joyous. What you're going to do then is exactly what we said in the Law of Attraction steps. You're going to do a 5-sensory visualization, really bring back that moment until you physically feel it. You're going to think, feel, see, hear, touch, smell, whatever you have to do to fully immerse yourself and bring yourself back to that moment. And as soon as it reaches its peak in intensity, you're going to put your pointer finger, you're going to push down on that first knuckle for a second and then release. And then
okay.
what that's going to do is it's going to anchor that feeling to that knuckle. And then what you're going to do is bring up a different time. Bring up another time. We call this stacking anchors. Bring up another time where you were really happy. You're at graduation and you're receiving your diploma. You just got that giant promotion. Whatever it is for you, you know, you're at Disneyland and you're having the time of your life, you know. Hover the finger over the knuckle. Get that full 5-sensory in-depth visualization of this, immersive visualization is like the term I like to use. And then as soon as it peaks, touch down on that knuckle again and release. Then bring another one up, another one or two. You know, do it 3-4 times, as many as you want. And you're stacking, it's the same feeling state. It's just you are recalling different times in your life when you were similarly elated. And you're stacking that. And now you can stand up, shake it off. Do you smell popcorn? We call that breaking state. You stand up, shake it off, sit back down again, you know, and then touch the knuckle. Touch that first knuckle, and instantly you're going to be brought back into that space. And when you find yourself, your mind drifting towards the negative, you've got a built-in anchor now that you can instantly get back into that feeling state. Does that help,
okay,
Michelle?
I'm gonna try. Yeah, I like that. I really do like it.
Give that a try.
I most definitely will. Thank you for taking my
awesome.
Call today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, Michelle. And that was a great call for the first call because Stephanie gave her techniques. I gave my techniques. And it's not just for Michelle. It's for everybody listening. So everybody gets something out of this along with our 4 steps of manifestation. Let's go to the next caller who's been waiting the longest. They're in my neck of the woods, area code 520. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from exactly? Somewhere in Tucson, right? Southern Arizona? Hello? Caller, are you there? You're live on Psychic Talk 520. Oh dear. Well, we'll put them back on hold and come back to them. I want to take this moment to remind everybody to call in now so we can get to you. There's a lot of room on the switchboard. A lot of people have called in, but they're just listening. Remember, if you want to be live on air, you got to press the number 1 on your dial pad so we know that you want to be live on air, including if you're Skyping in. Open the dial pad on your Skype program and press 1, and that'll pop you up into the top of the queue there. Okay, so we're going to go to the next caller that's been waiting the longest here. 916. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? You're live on Psychic Talk.
I'm Jamie. I'm calling from Sacramento.
Hi, Jamie.
Well, hey, Jamie. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you, Stephanie?
I'm doing great. How can I help you?
Just want to get a reading on my year, see how things are going to be progressing for me.
Ooh, New Year's reading.
And love. Yeah, let me see.
Shuffling.
Shuffling. I'm really directing my energy on what Jamie could, should be aware of this year that's going to be happening for him. I get him to be really active, first off, okay? And I do feel that he's trying to, I get something like someone that's really kind of like analytical in their field, but someone that's really experienced trying to, you know, figure out where they're going to go the next level in their career. I get career being your main focus, I'm assuming, right now this year, because I think that a lot of things have canceled on you or changed when it comes to business. And I feel that instead of kind of not dealing with it, you're trying to deal with it in a better way. So I am getting a switch and a change when it comes to your work and your business right off the bat. And I'm getting like something that would represent more of a partnership between you and another company or you and another person, because I kind of get you to be your own individual force that's coming in. So I don't know if you're contracted or things like that, but I'm getting something to that effect that would be progress instead of something being canceled, something being moved forward. Okay. I do get okay. travel wrapped around this when it comes to business. And I'm getting over the next couple of months that will be picking up. But so when it comes to business, I do feel like you're starting to move forward with your own business. Okay? I get okay. more of your own, where you're more in charge.
Okay.
And I do get money coming with that. Now, I get a little negative here, but I don't know what it represents, if it's love or if it's just kind of, again, I'm getting travel. I get a lot of travel with you. You're a very, very busy guy. I do get some broken plans here on something that you, I'm getting like somebody that you're dealing with isn't that happy with you. So I don't know quite, like I said, I don't know where area I'm touching on. I'm getting more of a personal level. And I get some broken plans, and I'm getting a change in that area as well to create more. But to me, everything happens for a reason. So I do get some personal relationships starting to shift, but it creates more balance for you in the long run. And I get you trying to maintain the peace right now with people in your lives. And you're being very tactful, but you're not saying or doing what's on your mind for real. I think you're being just really just trying to maintain peace, someone that's being flexible. But I don't feel that you're very content with this position. So I do get things kind of coming out like after, you know, you make these changes, I do get travel wrapped around with everything you do. And I'm trying. You're trying to figure out where I guess you're going to settle, because I get you trying to look here, and then I get something breaks and it gets canceled. You go somewhere here, it breaks and it gets canceled. So I might even be picking up a combination of like five different activities wrapped around your traveling, moving, and business, and okay. relationships. Everything is changing. Okay, there is a favorable outlook here because I feel like you're being spiritually watched over and guided. So some of your tumblings that you're having right now are not to show you that you are not capable or things are going wrong. It's to show you that you need to make change and that the changes that you're making and that you are feeling are the right ones. So you're feeling what you need to do. I don't think you're quite acting on everything because you're trying to please people. You're not pleasing yourself 100%. At the moment, making everybody else happy around you. And so these changes are trying to force you to put you where you're supposed to be, where you're supposed to go. All right. Also, I feel you have the advantage here on a lot of things, everything that we brought up. I think this transition that you're in is kind of regenerating things, and with regeneration comes some sacrifice, but your adjustments are just going to be more of a rebirth, like a second coming. So everything looks really positive when it comes to that. Enjoy yourself and enjoy your life, and I do get you overcoming obstacles, but serenity and peace of mind is supposed to be your main focus.
Oh,
and
nice.
success comes with all your negotiations. So it looks to me like you are on the right track. It's just this, all these changes and everything that you're doing is, I guess, maybe putting you on the right path to where you got to go. So these changes are necessary. Don't stress out so much on the changes.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
Right. I hope I touched on a few things that helped.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Jamie.
No, you really did. You really did. I appreciate your efforts.
Awesome.
You're
call.
Welcome, Jamie.
Thanks a lot.
Wonderful.
Wonderful call so far. Before we go to the next call, real quickly, I want to remind everybody that we have a show, you know, nearly every day. Tomorrow, Saturday, January 19th, it's going to be Mary Brown and myself. And we're, of course, we're having open lines and readings as well. But we're doing a mini topic, flipping on the lightworker switch. Mary's going to relate her recent experience at a lightworker intensive, and she's going to be talking about how you can develop as a lightworker as well. Going along with that, I would like to mention that, as always, our Friday and Saturday show is sponsored by the Tarot Guild, and you can do what we're doing. Yes, you can be a tarot reader. You can learn numerology, and I actually have a course called Tarot by the Numbers where you learn numerology and tarot. You get a strong foundation in both, and it sets you up to get certified as a certified tarot reader through the Tarot Guild. Go over to tarotguild.org/learn to find out more. That's tarotguild.org/learn. And if you're already a professional reader, hey, think about joining the Tarot Guild for 2019. Join a professionals organization. You're going to get your certificate of membership. Certification is included as well at the first level, the certified tarot reader level. So you'll also be able to apply and get that certification and get that certificate as well. Be seen as a professional. You can check out all the possibilities, and you can find out more about the guild. Just go over to tarotguild.org/join to join us for 2019. That's tarotguild.org/join. Then on Sunday, I want to mention Sunday, January 20th, coming up. It's our Angel Practitioner Spotlight on the Angelic Realm Show. And Maria G. Moss and Sharona Rapsik are having on their special guest certified angel practitioner, Mary Lorello Gonzalez. She is the author of Siddhanadi, River of Consciousness, her new book that's coming out on the 22nd. She's going to be giving away 3 copies of that book this Sunday. So you really want to tune in on Sunday. Yes, yes. And then lastly, I'll just mention our Monday show, January 21st, Compassionate Light and Healing and Guidance show with Catherine Hahn. She's going to be continuing her Archangel series. And she'll be doing, let's see, this week it's Getting to Know Archangel Haniel and Raguel, plus open lines all show long. That's this Monday, January 21st. You can see all of our upcoming shows at psychetalk.net/upcoming. Let's see, who's been waiting the longest here? Oh, the 520 number. Oh, no, here it is. I thought they dropped off. Hello, area code 520. Are you there?
Hi, I am.
Hello? It's hard to hear you. A lot of background noise. Get as close to the microphone as you can. What's your name, hon? Where are you calling in from?
Well, I'm traveling right now, but I normally Tucson area.
Okay. What's your name, hon?
Lisa.
Lisa?
Yes. I go to Tucson a lot, and I've called you to see if you were available for a face-to-face reading, but I never get an answer back.
Oh, geez, maybe it was my old number. I don't know. Did you message me on Facebook?
Yeah.
That's a good way to get a hold of me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so
I'll try it again.
Do you have a question? Do you want to get a MIDI reading?
I do.
Stephanie's here.
I do. I'm on.
Go ahead, Stephanie.
Okay.
All right, Lisa.
Thank you.
No,
I'm on my
way.
Thank you. I'm on my way to meet a family at their house. And I know these people. And I'm just wondering, I'm supposed to stay the night there. And I just got some texts from the woman that is kind of like the head of the household. She's the mother of my 3-year-old grandson. How does the energy psychically show? how
she's
this is going to be.
I'm going to be honest. Right away, I'm getting a shady person a little bit. That's
yeah,
not. That's
she's
kind
very
of
shady.
That's two-faced, and I almost feel like the only reason why, and I mean, I don't want to upset you and make your energy all messed up before you go there, but I don't feel that your invitation from her is very meaningful or sincere. It's coming from the other family members.
Okay.
And in a way, I kind of think she fears you a little bit. You're outspoken.
Maybe.
And you'll say what's on your mind. And if you don't like something, you'll bring it up. And I get you to be a very emotional and sensitive with this, because I get you to be a strong woman who will not let anybody judge her from this point. And I don't think you care for her very much either.
No.
I think both of you feel the same way, to be honest. But I want to tell you something. With all this energy that I'm feeling, I don't really get... If anybody's going to say anything, it might be you. Okay?
I'm not going
you
to.
Don't
because it's...
But, yeah. But I'm thinking that, and you know what? This is just a moment. And this is your family. You can kind of put her energy a little bit out of, like I don't want to say she doesn't mean anything, but... You can try not to make it like she matters, you know, and being polite with it a little bit, the best that you can, because you are the take control kind of woman anyway, you know, and you're not in her favor and she's not in yours, and you don't have to fake it, but you don't have to go out of your way either. The energy will be all right after you get past that, because you know that she doesn't mean, like she's not meaningful. You can't stand that about her. You wish she, you know, like she's kind of fake, you know, watch what you say.
Yeah.
You already know what to do. But other than that, I am getting, like, safety in numbers here. You'll be quite outnumbered, you know. So there will be other people there. And you'll be able to have other conversations. And it's all about the child. Let's just make it all about the child. This is a little bit of an adventure. You're going to want to kind of get out of there quick. I think you're going to leave a little early.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
But that's all right. You are dependable. What you being there matters. Being with your family matters. You know, protecting that, sheltering that, because I think you are sheltering a relationship, trying to keep it in, you know, good terms. And that work on that. You being very reliable. Be patient with her, and I think you'll get a long way. Just be more patient with her and pray for her. And I'll light a candle for you on this one. You'll be all right. Just don't snap.
Okay. Well,
cry.
The whole reason. Yeah, no, you're right. And that's what I'm trying to get my mind around. The whole reason I'm being asked to stay the night. Well, do you see the whole reason? Do you see the energy there?
Well,
is it power control?
I thought this was a tradition. I thought it was a traditional meaning that you were being responsible and you were being dependable, reliable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that family matters. Okay. The whole point is family matters. And you're showing your face because family, you're sheltering, keeping the relationship in a place that.
Yeah.
It's not negative, because I do think that she creates a lot of negativity in that family environment.
Yes. And it's all about my 3-year-old grandson. Do you see him being able, after this night that I spend the night, do you see her being agreeable?
Good and safe and everything okay? I can
that
see that.
That he stays the night with me. I've never stayed the night with her, and I don't care to do that. And I'm only, like you're saying, you know, it's to protect the relationship with him. And I want to be able just to pick him up and have him stay the night.
Well, you're showing a real act of good intention here. You're bringing harmony to the situation. They're not real close, the child and these people. There will be, though, okay? I do think he might still be a little too young for this. I don't see, because I'm getting right away that he's not going to be very, you got a little boy?
Yeah.
Because I felt a male presence. And I got that I feel that he's not going to be very cooperative without you, period. For a little
no,
bit
he's
longer.
Very close to me. He's very close to
no,
me.
No, the other people.
Was,
the other people.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. No, I heard you. I heard you. But she's doing stuff that, well, I'm just hoping to get beyond it.
Okay, well, you guys are going to get beyond it, but I don't want you to be forced into doing something because other people think it's fine. You're doing the right thing by letting them get familiar with each other and try to get the bond. Okay, so you're doing
okay.
the right thing. But I don't. I kind of am seeing, I mean, this isn't a situation where now they've met, they've seen you guys together, and now he can come by himself. He's still too little. You know, it's not something I would do right now by himself. Okay, this is something that can lead to future opportunities. He's not ready yet, and neither are you.
Well, no, he has been staying the night with me. It's just I brought up concerns to her, and I said, you know, he's being neglected, and he's not being, well, cared for. And
right.
And she said, oh, well, he can't come stay with you anymore then. So then, he's always been staying the night with me. And
that's
I told
what I'm
her.
Doing.
Yeah.
Well, I got the son with you, and I got the son with them as something that would be a negative influence. It probably wouldn't be a good idea to leave him with them.
No, I
and
know that, but
forced.
I have no control.
Yeah, but you're being forced, or there's being pressure for you to leave them, and I kind of feel like you shouldn't be forced into this. He's not ready to be left with them alone. He doesn't like it.
Well, that's his
yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. And that situation, I think you being there and being together with them is a good idea because for whatever reason, it is going to bring future, like the future opportunities to be ahead more better. You know what I mean? It does bring that bond closer, whatever it means. The family does
okay.
mean something, but there's a lot of shadiness going on from that mother, whoever that female is on the other side.
Yes. Yeah.
Stepmom.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a lot
the
of
mother.
Things are coming
no.
from her.
Mom. Yeah, it's
yeah.
mom.
And thanks for
and
the
you
call,
have to
Lisa.
Try to overcome
we,
this.
We
yeah.
really got to. We got really got to move on because we're at the top of the hour here. We got other callers. Well, I want to try to squeeze in a call or two before
well,
the
I hope
end
I was
of
able
the show.
To help you a little bit out there, Lisa.
Yeah, I hope that helped you out. I just wanted to mention, Lisa, if. I apologize for any breakdown in communication. You know, the best way to get a hold of me is through Facebook, Dax Carlisle on Facebook. And the best way to do it, you know, if you want to book a session, if we can't get together in Tucson, we can do it via Skype or Facebook call or telephone, and there's multiple options on my page to book a session. It's psychictalk.net/Dax. That's psychictalk.net/Dax. I'd love to meet up with you. And Rose, are you still there? Haven't heard from Rose in a little bit.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. Just wanted to make sure. Remember, you can visit Rose's page at psychictalk.net/Dr. Rose. That's psychictalk.net/Dr. Rose. And Stephanie, you can get in contact with Stephanie, book a session with her. Go to psychictalk.net/Stephanie. Ready for another call, Steph? I know we're at the top of the hour, but the calls finally started coming in, and there's a ton of people waiting online. Let's try to squeeze in a couple more calls. You know, we're usually supposed to stop the show at the top of the hour, but I figure let's try to squeeze a couple more in anyway. And if we don't get to your call today, remember, it's open lines tomorrow, all show long. You can call in with Mary and I. You can call in on Sunday and Monday, any day here. Same phone number, 714-816-4628. Let's see, area code 910 is in Wayne the longest. Hello, caller, you're live on Psyche Talk. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine.
Oh, hey.
You're talking
hey,
with Stephanie Mayo.
Well, how are you today? I'm doing great. Well, how can I help you, hon? All right. So I've recently just put a deposit down on my apartment, and I want to know, was that like a good decision?
All right. Let me see what you can kind of expect to happen coming up regarding your new situation with your new apartment.
Okay.
I do get you worried about something right away. I don't know if it's financially or just things coming ahead, or this, you know, putting the money down has kind of put you in a difficult situation.
Yeah.
But I got worried. I do get some financial issues coming up, but I think that everything will be resolved over the next 2-3 months. All right.
Okay.
And you'll be able to keep, so you're not doing this apartment alone. Is I get there's some type of a compromise, like a friendship or something, like I get another person that maybe or something like that helping?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this a man? I got to ask because I am getting a little bit of difficulty here. And I want to make sure that that's not what I'm seeing is coming ahead, what to kind of expect.
If you're picking that up, well, it wouldn't be known to me yet because I was planning on moving in by myself. So,
but then the financial aspect is what I'm getting. You need help at first because there's something around worry about money. So
yeah.
I'm trying to figure, I do get another person, like a friend, okay? I got
mm-hmm.
a friend compromising with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I also get when you compromise with this friend to help you out financially to get through the first couple of months because I don't think that you're going to be financially okay until the third month, almost the third month.
Okay.
Where you have a recovery, okay, where you're feeling like you could protect everything. And everything's
mm-hmm.
on the right path. So I need you to be alert that whoever this friend is that I get comes in to help you, there's a
mm-hmm.
little danger there wrapped around finances. I don't know. So my suggestion is this. If you're going to have a friend come stay with you when you first move in to kind of help them out and help you out or whatever this is, make sure that they
mm-hmm.
pay you first and don't accept anything less.
Okay.
Otherwise, I think you might get kind of screwed.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh,
and that's why I want you to expect difficulties. Good news is, after you get your recovery here on the third, I did get closer to the third month. I get new job, new school, new something. I don't know if you're going to school, if you just got out of school, or whatever this new energy is, I do get new work coming. And this is going to be a really good time for you because I get ultimate possibilities with your future and you being really optimistic about your future. You finally feel like you're getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You start to get happy. I get you being able to make your home a little romantic, and you are going for a romantic feel. I get a lot of empty things until you're able to place them, and you're trying to get nice things. And I'm seeing you, I'm watching you put these things down. That's how I'm seeing it happen. Then you're going to start having more meaningful experiences when it comes to
mm-hmm.
relationships. So everything's coming in. You got
okay.
some steps to happen. You got a couple of friends around you I'm not feeling. Like they're trying
really?
To defeat you, distract you, put you down, pull you down, or the energy is just really negative.
Yeah.
Or they're not,
mm-hmm.
they're talking behind your back, or they're bringing in something that would, you know, make me feel like they're not being honorable towards you.
Yeah.
You know? And,
mm-hmm.
don't let that kind of, you know, keep you in a bad place. You're above that. You're having some anxieties about trying to get everything started new. But you're real strong. I got even headstrong. So you're kind
yeah.
of, once you get your mind to something, can't nothing stop you. You're going to overcome a lot of difficulties, and I do think you're going to change some friendships.
That's
you're
definitely
tired of
true.
Negativity.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that sets you back mentally because they try to undo what you're doing. By
mm-hmm.
creating more drama. So I do get some endings coming up here. So, but, I mean, with change comes new change, you know, new possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
what you need. So it's all coming. You just got to get through the next couple months financially.
one more thing before we go. I want to ask about the roommate. Was it a guy or a girl?
I kind of felt it was male, but young, and I didn't get a boyfriend, but I got a friend.
Okay.
And I didn't like the energy. Like, whatever you do to get help or somebody, like, promising you something, make sure they come through before,
okay,
you know, the end.
All right. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
No,
thanks, Jasmine.
Welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye. Fun call here. Real quickly, I wanted to mention, as I said earlier, we'd love for you professional readers to come join us at the Tarot Guild. Visit our sister website, tarotguild.org. That's tarotguild.org. The join page with all the information is tarotguild.org/join. There's multiple options there. There's option for professionals, but also we have student packages. And one thing I didn't mention yet is we have another offer where we've joined together Psychic Talk with the Guild, and you can go over and read about becoming a host here on Psychic Talk Radio.
But this has been such a fun show. I've enjoyed the topic and the laws of manifestation. You know, me and my sisters actually tested that theory out one day, and we were both going to the same place. Yeah, well, I make jewelry, and I love to go mining for crystals. And we were on this little adventure, and we were driving up to Garnet Hill. And we live in Sacramento, so we're hitting the border of Reno, Nevada, and Sacramento, or, you know, California. And so we're driving up there. We're going a different way, but we're all going the same place. So Tiffany and Kim, they're my sisters. They're twins. And we have a very psychic connection. A lot of things happen when we're together. We like to call ourselves the little three brujas because things just happen that are just unexplainable. So the twins were driving up there from Yuba, and I'm driving from Sac, and I'm telling myself the whole way there, I'm late. I'm not going to make it there. I'm going to be late. It's going to be a red light.
Uh-oh.
And they're thinking they're going to get there early, but they had a longer drive, about by 30 minutes. So
wow.
They decided that they were going to, this is going to be the best drive ever, and we're going to get there quick, and we're going to hit all the green lights. And we planned this because we had been talking about the Mandela effect and manifestation, okay? Because things were changing on us when we were going mining. And we were like, oh, my God, this is the Mandela effect. This is crazy. So I hit almost every red light from Sacramento to Jackson to Placer County all the way up to, I was an hour and a half late, and they got there about 40. They got there early. They got there early. They had no problems, and we talked about it because it's something that we're interested in. And we were having experiences with things changing on us. So we were really kind of set to, like, check this theory out. And ever since then, you know, we've been doing individual things, like writing things down that are important to us, you know, and trying to get them to manifest. And so one sister's been writing on lipstick on the corner of her wall, you know, I'm going to make this much money a month, and she's looking for a house. And she's been manifesting this amount because she's been really concentrating on it. So I kind of find it really interesting that really when you put your mind to something, I think the most powerful thing next to kind of your higher power or God or whatever you believe in is absolutely your mind. Like, we could do more things. We could do things with our mind if we wanted to. But we would have to tap into it and figure out how to do it. But it's there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I've been really into Joseph Murphy's books on the subconscious mind, or the power of the subconscious mind is one of his books. And some years ago, I decided to tell myself, you're gorgeous. So before I'd go to bed, I'd go to the bathroom, I'd turn off the light, I'd light a candle, and I'd look in the mirror and just say, you're gorgeous, Rose, you're just gorgeous. Look at your hair, look at your face. And I did that for 2 days. On the third day, I went to go see a friend of mine at lunchtime, and we were just talking and, you know, just doing our normal thing. I didn't tell her anything about what I was doing. She suddenly looked at me. She said, look at you. you're just gorgeous. Oh, my God, you're gorgeous. And I started cracking up. I said, this is exactly what I was telling myself for two straight
days. Yes, so it does. I'm going to say this, and I know it's, but I know I speak for thousands of millions of women when I say this, because I know everybody thinks this. I wonder if I can manifest a really good man in my life this year. You know, I'm tired of being single. You know, it's been 3 years, and I work a lot, and it's hard. I am empathic, so, you know, I want to meet a really nice guy. I'm going to have to work on that. I wonder how many other women might want to try to work on that one with me this year.
Oh, that'll be cool. Yeah. I totally believe you can do that. And just, you know what, probably what you could do, Stephanie, is just to tell yourself, you know, the right guy comes along. He's this, he's that, he's, you know, whatever your right guy is for you, that you're constantly attracting the right guys. You got so many that you can't even choose at this point, or something like that. You know?
Just
and just
one.
Watch this. It's
one
gonna start coming
one.
Out of right. Like, yeah, just gonna, you know, it's always good to have choices. I always say, like, do I want? No, I'm just kidding. But you know, just like, you know, like your, what do they say? Your honey and the bees are just coming. You know, it's just they're just coming towards you. So try that out.
I am gonna try. I'll let you guys know how that one goes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it looks like Dak
awesome.
Is back. I think you're back there.
I'm back. Yeah. We had an internet crash here, but I'm back, and we can finish up the show. I don't know, ladies, do you want to take a couple more calls, or how are
Sounds
you doing
great.
For time? Okay.
It's up to you. I'm open.
I'm open. Let's go over to – it looks like area code 856 has been waiting the longest. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, I'm here. It's just Laura in New Jersey.
Is it Laura?
Hello, Laura. How are you?
I'm Laura.
I'm good. How are you?
Well, how can I help you today?
I just want to know what you see for me around making a move.
Actual, literally move. All right.
And we're shuffling away, Laura.
We are. All right. Well, I do get a move, and I think it's going to be faster than what you're thinking on, because I'm getting something within the next 6 to 8, well, maybe month and a half, 2 months. You're going to be planning a move, okay, because you can't just get up and move. I feel you expect the move is what I get. You're expecting to move and get good news. I get very good news coming your way. So nice. I think you have been looking for something, or you've been waiting, and something comes through for you, because I get you have a favorable outlook on a situation that's been causing you a lot of trouble, and you finally are feeling good, and I get a negotiation on a place. So you're looking to buy. So you're looking
yeah,
to
but
move
I, buy. I don't have the money to buy yet, not that quickly.
Something, I got good news coming your way where you'll be knowing when you will be doing something. I got 6 weeks to 2 months. And I got a lot faster than you thought.
Huh. I wonder how that's going to happen.
It hasn't happened yet, but you're about to get some type of news, and it'd be about buying a home.
Wow, that would be great. It would be a miracle,
awesome.
But it would be great.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You know, Laura, like we were saying with the cross the manifestation earlier in the show, you know, the more you do it and the more you get all those steps in place, it can happen faster. You know, a lot of times we'll do a reading and see an outcome in the future. And it's farther down the line, but then if we can counsel you on doing those steps, you manifest it faster than we even saw. It's amazing stuff. Let's see if we can squeeze in another call here. It looks like area code 925 is waiting the longest here. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Carmen. I'm from Brentwood, California.
Hi, Carmen.
Well, hello. How are you today?
Hi, how are you? Yeah,
oh,
it was a good learning, listening everything. So I have a quick question, I guess. I'm married for 50 years. After 50 years, my soulmate came back. After 30 years, my soulmate came back. And his wife passed away, and I love him as 30 years ago I did, and so he does. But I'm married. I would divorce him right away, but my husband has Parkinson's, and I feel loyal to him. But you have to excuse my expression, but he was a good provider. He worked all his life, like I did. But he was an asshole. And to his 50 years, I heard maybe twice, I love you. No hugging, nothing. And it was supposed to be like he was the one that. He was a military. We were a crew for him, you know, my kids and I. So my question to you is, will I be able to get together with my soulmate? I want to spend. I really manifest this time. We were doing fine. The only thing we do is talk by phone. We haven't seen each other except one time. We have breakfast for 45 minutes, and that was it. But I just love him, and now he's mad at me and. I don't know if he's coming back. I would like to know that.
Well, this is a hard situation, and it's not as easier said than done. I can't see the ultimate forever, but I can see what's coming. I do feel that you and this soulmate of yours that you know that you're feeling is your soulmate. I do get another trip or another journey to try to kind of you and him try to take a little vacation together and have some time together. And I get that coming up in months from now. All right. And I see health coming in with your husband. All right. And I don't feel he's going to be around much longer. Okay. And I'm sorry to say that. It's not. I can't see when it's going to happen. I'm not God, but I do have a rare. I am able to look into these type of situations and see when somebody is getting. When I start seeing spiritual things and auras, I see energy. But the type of energy that I'm picking up here means that this year, that there's going to be a lot of things that change. Okay, with that change, what you want to do with it in the future, that's up to you and this man. But I do feel that because there's some type of loss here, that there's going to be some misfortunate events that come up that you're going to have to handle, okay, that are going to take time away from your personal life. And after that downfall, I do get kind of you making this trip or you and him coming together and trying to not just see each other for lunch, but you guys are very comfortable with each other. You guys are going to plan a little journey together, okay, where you can spend a little bit of time together. I get a couple of days. And see how things feel at that point. You guys live in totally two different places. I get a separation, a gap.
Yes.
So you live
yes.
far away. And that's going to cause you and him to have some issues because I feel that you both have family that are trying to take control over y'all.
Right.
So that's something you have to figure out. I mean, you will be in more in a favorable situation, but I don't feel like it's while he's still alive, to be honest.
What you just said? Please.
I don't feel that you're going to be able to pursue this with your soulmate while your husband is still alive.
Okay.
You're not going to have the energy to do it.
But is he coming back in my life at least for now?
Well, yeah, he's coming back into your life.
But because of the downfalls that are going to be happening this year with your husband and his health, it's a downslide. I get someone that's not going to be on this earth much longer, okay? And because of that, your energy is going to be put towards his direction, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
And then you have to take care of that situation, but he's still coming back.
Absolutely.
I just can't see if you're going to forever be together. I feel that you and him have some definite issues to get over because your family wants you here. His family wants you there. I don't know how you guys are getting older that they have an influence over you guys. But you guys are able to come together on this vacation. And I do get a trip. Somebody's taking a trip to the other person, and you're going to be able to spend some time together and figure it out from there. But I just can't see forever. You've got too much stuff coming up that you have to get through because that's too unknown. I can't go into the unknown, the unknown, the unknown. But I can go into the unknown. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you have to get through this, and then you'll have the confidence to start making things happen more romantically on the other side.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
and if you want to know more and you have more questions with me, you can go to Psychic Talk Next Class Stephanie, or you can also go to Stephanie'sGuidedTarot.com, and I am available for anybody
awesome.
Would like to have a reading with me today.
Yeah.
Book a reading, book a live session with Stephanie, folks. You're going to be amazed. I mean, if you're amazed by the 2 or 3 minutes she can spend with you here on air, imagine if you have a lot more time with her.
I know. I'm totally
great.
Amazed. I'm like sitting here with my mouth open like, wow, she is wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that brings
always.
Us to the end of the show, ladies. My God, it went really fast, even though we were on for an hour and a half. And I had a ton of fun. I especially loved, you know, sharing my cross of manifestation with people. A lot of people
yeah.
enjoyed it, got a lot out of it, I think. What do you think, Rose?
Oh,
yeah, it was wonderful. I know I didn't talk much, but that's okay. I
well,
was
what
enjoying
we'll do,
it, just listening to
I was thinking
Go
about
ahead.
That, you know, and, you know, what I thought of is, you know, you're really great with coming up with the mantras. And Stephanie,
yeah.
we'll have to get Rose in there to give the callers some mantras in the future.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great.
Absolutely.
I look forward to that.
Absolutely.
Happy
absolutely.
Weekend, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you, all the callers and all the listeners. Remember to go to our sister website, tarotguild.org. You can join as a professional member. You can join as a student and take my course. Also, we're still looking for more hosts. That's right. For 2019, we want to double those, 16 hosts. We're, you know, getting towards 20. Let's do 40. Come join us and just go to psychictalk.net. You'll find us all on there. You'll find our past shows and archives, well over 200 episodes. And just click Become a Host at the top of any page for more information on that. Bye, Stephanie. Bye, Dr. Rose.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent windstorm, here to describe the event, the chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody!
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.